Schweitzer, if Joe Biden's family got money, that can still be bribery. By Pam Key on September 17, 2023. On this week's broadcast of FNC's Sunday Morning Futures, New York Times best-selling author, Breitbart News senior contributor and Government Accountability Institute President Peter Schweitzer said the claims that President Joe Biden did not get money from foreign governments his son Hunter was dealing with it could still be bribery. Anchor Maria Bartiromo said, "Something that is not being spoken about very much. But you're well aware of this $5.2 million discrepancy in Joe Biden's tax returns. What do you know about this?" Schweitzer said, "Yeah, well, what we know is that Joe Biden has an LLC called Celtic Capri through which he runs his money. And on his 2017 and 2018 tax returns, he said on his tax returns that he had $12.6 million in income during those 2 years. Flash forward to 2019 when he runs for President of the United States. He fills out a form from the Office of Government Ethics, a financial disclosure. During those same 2 years, he says on form that he only had $7.4 million in income. That's 40% less than he told the IRS that he had. What accounts for that $5.2 million discrepancy? It's during the same time period, it's the same entity. I certainly think one possibility is in 2019 when he fills out that form to run for president. There's a lot more scrutiny than there was when he was filing his taxes back in 2018. He added, "One of the reasons the House is investigating is to untangle how Joe Biden might have financially benefited from these deals. But let's be crystal clear about this, if you look at the federal guidelines on bribery, Foreign Corrupt Practices Act, the international bribery standards that the Obama-Biden administration signed onto in 2011, bribery does not just entail the politician getting paid. If he was a political figure and took actions that benefited an entity that then pays your family members and you don't even get a dime, that still constitutes bribery." Schweitzer concluded, "So when the White House says no money to Joe, nothing to see here that avoids the issue." Follow Pam Key on Twitter at Pam Kanem.